This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Anyway, let's get to Heather's news.
If you haven't yet raked your leaves in the yard, you might not want to. If you have, I mean, it's kind of surprising that nobody has yet. Like, I can't imagine not. We have,
right.
Because we have so many leaves.
Oh, yeah,
like,
it's unavoidable.
We've already raked or blown the leaves, like, at least three times.
Oh, yeah.
And there's more to come because there's still leaves on the tree. But anyway, if you haven't done that, you've let the leaves sit on your yard, you might want to just leave them there because state officials are encouraging the no rake movement and sharing how leaving the leaves on your grass this fall can benefit the environment. So they say, one, letting leaves stay on the ground throughout the fall, the winter, and spring is good for the environment because it provides a home for different animals and insects. You know, you've got the chipmunks, the toads, the caterpillars, the turtles, the boxworms.
But isn't it bad for your grass to leave like a turtle?
Terrific for your grass, yes.
Yes.
You will pay the price.
Yes, but
because you know what it sounds
providing
like?
Providing a home for these.
Yeah, it sounds like it's, no mow May, where it's like it's an excuse to be lazy and not keep up with your yard.
Your yard is going to look like crap later on. But whatever, yeah. I'm sharing how it's good for the environment.
Plenty of
right?
other places where they can make their homes.
I didn't make this up.
Yeah, no, I think I sent it to you.
Keeping a layer of leaves is beneficial to the environment because as the leaves decompose, they nourish the soil. So they basically act like a natural fertilizer.
So does all the dead grass.
So if you decide to leave the leaves and then you don't use a leaf blower, which is what we do, so we're being very bad for the environment. They say a leaf blower, if you don't use one, you're reducing air pollution and fossil fuels. So that's good. Anyway, if you're going to get rid of the leaves, like most people do, there are some things you can do. Like if you want to leave the leaves, but you don't want a thick layer of leaves, you can kind of break them up to ensure that some sunlight does get down to the grass below.
Oh, so mulch,
so mow them?
Mulch your yard.
Yeah, you can.
Basically what they're saying.
Yeah, you can like use the mower and mulch them and leave them there. Or you can just go out and kind of like
spread them around more.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Evenly, yes.
Now,
just
where does taking down the leaves stand?
Well, you have to take them down first, right? So we'd have to ask Stoney, I guess.
Yes.
Am I missing something?
I need some context. Remember? That was pre-me.
No, it wasn't. I think that was with you. Remember when Stoney said, something about going out instead of raking the leaves, he's going to take them down or something like that?
Like go to the branches and take them off the trees?
I would remember that.
Oh, my.
All right.
I would certainly remember that.
I don't know if you were here or not, but I remember his...
Heather was here.
Yeah, I was here. Yes, he had to go down and take the leaves. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce were both recently targeted by burglars. So both of their homes in the Kansas City area were broken into. Thankfully, nobody was home at the time, so they were not there. But nonetheless, on Wednesday, Mahomes discussed the situation, calling it frustrating and disappointing. Makes sense?
Right.
I think we all could understand how it would feel if there was a burglar in our home, right? Porch pirates, you guys, could cost Americans $76 billion this holiday season. Because clearly we know the holidays are upon us and people are doing more online shopping than ever, which means we're having packages delivered to our door all of the time. And these porch pirates are ready to strike. They're on the prowl. One in six Americans report they've already had a package swiped this year. And because of this, there's some things you can do to make sure this doesn't happen to you. Most people are installing like the cameras, the doorbell cameras do that. Not that that's going to stop somebody, but you could maybe catch them there. Or you can see when your package is delivered, right? That, something's there on my porch. I better bring it in. And they say that's what you should do. Set up tracking on all of the packages you order so you know when they have arrived at your home. If you're going to be out, you can ask your neighbor, hey, could you go grab the package? Or you could maybe have the delivery guy. You can tell them not to put it right on the porch. They could take it to the side where maybe the garage is. You can put it in different locations. But obviously they say, hey, don't leave it sitting out there, right? That's the key. Like, don't give the porch pirates the opportunity to get your goods. But that's a lot of money.
It's Heather with the news.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. and the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.